Well, what was interesting about it is, I mean, it was, they'd looked a number of places for this art log. And I think they had gone to the Seattle watershed, and I think they even went down to Oregon looking. And they wound up coming back, and they were directed to a contractor that lives out this way, because he's kind of a go-to person of, if he knows people that knows people, you know. And then he called me, and he goes, hey, I'm looking at, you know, I'm talking to a person here that's looking for an art log, and he's a logger, you know, and that. And he goes, this gal is really sincere, really, really sincere. You need to talk to her. And I said, sure, you know, if you think that. So he sent, I can't remember what the gal's name was, sent her here, and we talked. And it was really a interesting project, and it sounded great, because she brought this guy that was designing this building down there before that. And it was really detailed, and they were very serious, and it was all laid out, and it was very good. So we said, yeah, we will help. And what's really amazing about this is they're looking for a log, and the criteria had to be a little bit rotted, and it had to be a nurse log, had to be all of this. We have an area that's about a mile away here at our intake, and it's old growth timber that's around that. And believe it or not, one of those trees fell over. And we showed them a couple other ones, but we showed them the one that was at our intake, and they just fell in love with it.
Now, the intake means?
It means the intake to our water system, where all of the water goes in the pipe for Tacoma Water.
It comes out of the Green River.
Yes.
Right. And when you say art log, what does that mean to you?
I had, you know, I have no idea what an art log was to that.
But they said we want an art log? Is that what
yes, they're... Yes, yeah. And I have no idea what that means. But they explained, you know, they showed, they're looking for a nurse log. And I understand that part. So we went out and looked at these, and they said, we're going to grow this thing, and here's the building, and we're going to put this log in there. We're going to build a building around it, and it's going to be temperature controlled and humidity controlled. And I'm thinking, well, this is... I want to be a part of it. I mean, this is like really detailed. They have a great plan. It's going to be for people to see. And I thought it was really important.
Why did you think it was important?
I manage this watershed, you know, and anything that you can have that it's for the public to see, you know, for them to come in and see how things are goes for nature, I think it's great.
So city people are so disconnected from the forest that they don't know what a nurse log is.
No, well, I don't think they're disconnected, but it's something that when you go out into the woods, do you actually look around for, well, maybe you do, but people don't really understand how things work, how things rot away, and that just makes food and nutrients for something else. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't even give that a second thought.
I think it's like a primer on how capitalism works, feeding off the dead.
Yeah.
So they come to you, and you knew that certain trees had blown down because of an ice storm, is that right?
It was a windstorm.
Windstorm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the one that we hadn't cleared out yet, they came and looked at it, and it fit the bill.
Now, when you say cleared out, so when these logs get, or these trees get blown down, do you often harvest them? Or
no, but it was in the way of our facility.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to have to take it and move it.
Right.
And so when they looked at it, they go, this is great, we'll come and get it. But the problem what they had was because the tree had fallen over, it was on a hillside, and it fell down on the flat, so you could walk underneath it, you know, and all that. Well, because they wanted a nurse log, you can't have a sound, good, hard log because it's not rotting. It's not doing anything. Mm-hmm. This thing was already starting to rot, and it was already had all of this stuff growing on it. So they had to build a bracing for it. They had the whole thing completely steel braced so they could pick it up with a crane to put it onto a truck.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And they did a great job. It was fantastic.
They knew what they were doing.
They did.
Are you talking about Selen, the company with the crane?
It wasn't the crane company. It was the crane company, but they had another trucking company that worked with them that hauled it into town. And the people that did it, I'm trying to think what his name was. This is, did you ever go out, did you go to the opening of the art museum?
Of the sculpture garden.
Yeah.
I think I might have been there the weekend that Sam opened on University, First University.
This is what it first looked like. It's what the log, this is at the opening.
May I get a picture of that?
Yeah.
In fact, you can send it to me.
Well, let me show you what I've got here.
Okay.
Christine Gregoire was there for the opening. And so this is the opening day of the
Newcomb Vivarium.
And this is what the log looked like at the time. And, well, you've seen this.
The artists who have the tiles, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it looks a lot different now. But it already had some of this material on it that was growing on it.
Right.
And what they did was they built a great big plywood box over the top of it. So all this material would stay just perfect. So when you see it going down the road, here's this massive log with this huge plywood box over it.
They had to cut it. They had to cut it down to size a little bit.
They did.
55 feet long.
It was longer.
So they did that cutting out here?
They did.
Are these your personal photographs from
there? Yeah, there was an outfit called Nelson Trucking was the outfit that hauled it, that worked on it with
Which explains why they did such a good job.
Yeah, they're great.
Well, with a name like Nelson.
Yeah, or is that a relation?
Probably.
I think it was on a Sunday. They had to have a special day because this little boy was so big that they had to have a permit to go in town to take it in there at a certain time. It was on Channel 9. They showed it coming through, past on the waterfront, coming down and going up.